everyone. Welcome to Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I'm really glad that you joined me today. If you are a small business owner who is looking for funding for your business, you are in the right place. This show is all about you. I am from Aligned Performance, and we help business owners make that transition from being the one who feels like they're owning a job to the one who is running the business. Today's topic is what you need to do in your business before you go out and seek capital, whether it's from an investor or an angel investor or a family or a friend, and certainly from a lender like a bank. So the first thing that you want to make sure is that you have a great history of success. This is called proof of concept, and whoever is providing the funding is going to want to know that this thing works. It's not just a great idea that you're very passionate about and you have some great projections, but there's some history. Even if you're pre-revenue, you've at least gotten some testimonials from people, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Also, it shows the lender that you have commitment. You are in this. If you've already been working on this for a couple of years, they know you're not going to waste that, and that it shows your character that you are completely backing this project. They want to see that you have time invested, your own money invested, and absolutely your passion needs to come through, because that's what's really going to pull you through when things are rough, when revenue's not coming in. It's got to be your passion to get up out of bed every day and keep working on the business. And this is the kind of traction investors are looking for, because it lowers their risk. The second thing is to have a really solid business plan, and in that business plan needs to be your clean accounting with a good chart of accounts. So making sure that everything is allocated properly, you're paying the right taxes, and that it's easily read. And those really good historical records are going to help you create realistic financial projections. And that, you know, being realistic, of course we all want to double every year and, you know, have big, huge leaps in our growth, which is certainly possible, but investors know, they've seen a few pitch presentations in the past, right? They know that that doesn't always happen, but if it happens, it's great. So be realistic about the growth that you're projecting for every year, and that you're not growing too fast. That is very dangerous, to grow faster than your skills, your team, your space, your money will allow. So making sure that your growth pace is just right. And being realistic about the market share that you hope to capture. If the market share is huge and you only got 1%, this would be our revenue. And that's great if that's realistic and possible. But if your realistic market share is 0.5%, then run your projections on that. Investors know they'd rather see realism than pie in the sky. Also, having a plan for your money. So when you're asking for, whether you're asking for $500,000 or $6 million, whatever you're asking for, being real specific about what equipment, what leases, what salaries, exactly what's going to be covered with that money. And the other thing, I mentioned this before, but the investors want to know that, you know, they understand that there's working capital needs, but that you're willing to put some of your own funding into it as well, whether those are loans from family and friends or your own bank account, your labor of love, whatever it is. And also in that business plan, having an exit strategy that makes sense. Now, of course, if we have a camera product, we all want to be acquired by Canon and Nike, which is great. If we've been having conversations with them, we can talk about that being a potential exit strategy. But if there's been no talk about it, Canon hasn't approached you, you haven't talked to anybody at Nikon, don't put that in your exit strategy. Being realistic about what you're going to do is really important, because the investors want to know that they're going to get their money back. And they know it's probably not going to happen in a year. They probably don't want to wait 10 years. So you're looking something in between for the timing of your exit strategy. The third thing to have in place before seeking capital is having done some primary research. This is getting your feet on the street. Earlier I mentioned getting out some samples and testing the market. I can remember being in college, and you remember Kudos? I don't know if you remember when Kudos first came out, but I can remember before they hit the shelves in the grocery stores, there was a week where that's all we ate. We didn't even have to go to lunch, because there was somebody on every corner of campus handing out these Kudos bars, and they were really good. And they would have us fill out a survey of how we liked them and how often we ate them. And they were doing primary research for Kudos. And that was, it was really cool to be a part of that. So what kind of test marketing can you do? What kind of primary research can you do? Whether it's a focus group, whether it's handing out samples and asking for feedback, getting testimonials. This is all part of not only the research, but creating that traction that investors are going to want to see. And also knowing your competitive advantages. And I'm not just talking about the other people who offer a very similar product or service. I'm talking about the other competition to your product or service. So, for example, I'm working with a guy who is building a dog training business. He is going to be the largest dog training business in Colorado. So obviously, his competition are other dog trainers in the area. But guess what else is competition? It's people going to the dog park and doing kind of ad hoc training on their own. It's using their brother-in-law who, you know, read some articles about dogs. Or maybe it's just not doing dog training at all. So the competitive advantage is not just looking at your competitors, but the other ways that people fill that need, which may or may not involve another product or service like yours at all. And when you are looking at the people who do provide your product or service, you got to know, hands down, what sets you ahead of them, why your higher prices are worth it, the extra value that you add. All of these things are what the investors are going to want to know. Hey, why shouldn't I go down the street and just buy something from the next guy who offers that product or service? I like to have an actual chart that shows all the factors that you think are important to your consumer, and then scoring each of your competitors to those factors, and then also yourself. So now you've got a nice tidy chart to show to your investor, look, this is why we are rock stars at this and why you should invest with us. So just quick review, the three things you want to make sure before seeking capital is, number one, you've got some history and success, that you've got some traction to show the investor, you've got a solid business plan that is realistic, your extrapolations are based on history and not pie in the sky, and you've done some primary research, you've tested the market, you've gotten some feedback from potential buyers, and you have a really good idea of what the right price point is. You've been listening to Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. There are more articles for small business owners on the web at alignedperformance.com. I'd also love to hear your input. If you agree or disagree with something on this show, drop me an email. I'm at Laz, L-A-Z, at alignedperformance.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next time.